And that's the whole gig, isn't it? Moving from fear to love. Thank you for being here and being a part of that. My name is Ingrid H. Turner. I am the founder of the Bava Spiritual Mission. I'm a psychic medium. I'm a mystic bitch. I'm a nomad. I'm a poet. I'm all kinds of things. Basically, what I am is a channel for divine spirit. It comes out all kinds of fun ways. One of my favorite ways is showing up here every week to chat with you, to bring through a message from divine spirit, to open up as a channel, to bring you inspiration and love and unity and community. So I'm so glad you're here. And that's the whole gig, isn't it? Moving from fear to love. Thank you for being here and being a part of that. Okay, prayers up. Who's got somebody they want to pray for? Who's on your heart? Who are you sending love and divine source healing energy? It can be yourself. It can be a loved one. It can be a not so loved one. Prayer, sending prayers and healings to people who make us fucking irate is actually really powerful and does a lot to heal all kinds of energy and issues and build all kinds of bridges, because the power of your prayer is incredible. It is incredible. You are God creator being. I'm going to remind you of that for as long as you choose to hang around in orbit in my sphere. You are God creator being. You drop into your heart and you set that intention and you say that prayer and it moves out through you and becomes a physical thing. God moves through you to become physical, to create. And one of the ways we do that is through prayer. So what came to me today, I kept seeing these posts on social media. What's your word for 2023? And I didn't really have anything coming up. I'm not wild about New Year's resolutions because I think it actually creates resistance in most of us. Most of us get really like firm and furrowed and fierce about what we want to accomplish in the new year. And then we kick off really hard with it. And then we inevitably let ourselves down. Not inevitably, but a lot of us let ourselves down. Anybody else experience that? Have like a ironclad New Year's resolution. And by like March, it's like well in the rearview mirror. Right? And I feel like the reason for this is because like goals and resolutions inadvertently create a resistance. There's this real energetic distinction between intention, which comes from the heart, and a goal and a resolution, which comes from the head. I need to do this. I need to get this result. It's a mental thing. And the mind will never make us happy because the mind can only comprehend of what the mind has already experienced. It cannot comprehend of what will actually make us feel happy and fulfilled and complete. It's just not capable of it. The only thing that can do that is the heart. So when you set your intention in the form of a feeling out into the universe, you magnetize to you all the things that will support that feeling. But the mind doesn't necessarily know what that is because it hasn't experienced yet. If your happiest experience was available to you through something you'd already experienced, guess what? You go back and you bring that into your present and you'd be a happy puppy. But we're not. And that is because we are, once again, God creator beings. You are here to do your part in the expansion of creation. You are source energy. It is coursing through you at this ecstatic point in creation. And it is for the purpose of expanding itself. You are God expanding itself through experience, through physical experience. As I was just feeling into the day, I realized that I did have a word for 2023, but it wasn't a resolution. It was an intention. My intention is simply ease. E-A-S-E, ease. Letting it be easy. And as I was feeling into that, I started to really receive the energy and the essence of my intention more and more clearly as I felt into it. And here's what comes to me. life is always going to throw up shit. We're always going to have periods, seasons of our life that is like, good Lord. Oh, we're learning lessons again, are we? Oh, we're having breakthroughs again, are we? Oh, we're destroying our ego identity. Another one, are we? And then we're going to have other seasons of our life that we're like flying high. And we are in spirit and in the zone and in love with life. Because creation, the way that we're experiencing it, is cyclical. Creativity is cyclical. And the more that we honor that, the more we are at ease. What humans tend to do is fuel the fire of struggle and suffering. Why do we do that? It's not innate. That's what came to me today from spirit. It's a habit. I've been noticing this week, my mind has been really chewing on me, but I noticed something new that I hadn't quite caught before that I want to share with you and see if you relate to this. My mind will start to spin and chew on some issue, some problem that wants my attention, wants my full focus and churning and chewing. And you know how uncomfortable that is when you're just in that anxious, fearful, churning place with something that you feel like needs to be resolved right now, because otherwise there's going to be doom and gloom as a result of it. So I've gotten really good at mindset work over the years. I put in a lot of practice. I'm very fucking committed to my mindset and my energy. And so I'm very proud of myself for the way I'm able to dismantle my mind's shenanigans and get into a place of flow. And everything opens up and the solution comes always for every problem that I perceive I have as soon as I do that. But this week, I noticed that my mind would chew and chew and chew, and I'd untangle it and dismantle it. And then very quickly, it would move to another problem and chew and chew and chew and chew. And be like, okay, dismantle it and disentangle it. And I did this a few times and I was like, okay, something else needs to shift here. We need to go a little deeper with this. And what came to me is I am in the habit of perpetuating my own suffering and my own struggle. Challenges, struggle is a real human experience. And we are here for the whole spectrum of the human experience. But we truly have a choice about whether we feel that fire, about whether we participate in that struggle, in making life more fucking difficult than it is. Now, this is not about stuffing and avoiding your feelings. This is about the mind. And here's the thing. You'll notice if you slow yourself down that when you are spinning in your head, you're actually avoiding a feeling. All right. When my mind is chewing on me about finances or my relationship or, you know, whatever bullshit it's throwing up, that is the ego attempting to run away from a difficult emotional moment, a moment in my emotional experience that I do not really know how to navigate. Or I am afraid to navigate. And so what happens is the mind starts chewing and perpetuating my suffering. But this is a habit. And so with my intention of ease, my intention, my goal is not that my life is just going to be easy now. I mean, okay, I would take it. I think maybe not. Humans like drama. We just do. We love a challenge. We love to scale mountains. We love to make something of ourselves, to achieve, to overcome. It's hardwired. I think that's hardwired into us. But what is not hardwired into us is suffering, is perpetuating our own nonsense. That is a learned and conditioned behavior, and it is simply a habit. And so for me, with my intention of ease, it wasn't about my life's going to be easy. My intention is not to perpetuate my own suffering. By allowing my mind to do its shenanigans, by committing to dropping into my body, into the moment, in presence and gratitude, presence and really feeling the gratitude. It is your energy, your frequency is paramount, the individual frequency. This is about moving from fear to love, because the new earth, the paradigm shift, the golden fucking age that we are moving into is carried in on the backs of the individuals who are so committed to expanding their frequency to shining as bright as they are able to, because that activates everyone. And pretty soon the whole collective is going to be activated by the activities and the expansion and the commitment of the individual. And that's when we're going to pop into a new paradigm. And we truly will be experiencing more ease without the need to sabotage that ease and perpetuate our own sufferings. And let me know how that resonates with you, what comes through for you. Remember, I am a channel for divine spirit, but you are also a channel for divine spirit. And I know this because you are attracted to my energy, because you are resonating with me. And when channels get together, we activate each other. And when we activate each other, we are able to open ourselves up to the message from divine spirit that much more clearly, that much more immensely and intensely. And we are able to expand on the message from divine spirit. The ego is unruly. The ego is not the bad guy. All right. The ego is unruly. And the reason the ego is unruly is because we have been conditioned. We have been trained to put the ego in charge, and it's way above its pay grade when it's in charge. And so Sarah and anybody else who feels that kind of, oh shit, I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing good enough. I'm not doing good. You're doing fucking amazing. Truly, the hardest part, especially when it comes to ego shenanigans, is seeing it. Because the ego is a master at hiding. Master of disguise, right? It will come in all kinds of costumes and will convince you it's something else. So when you see it, that's it right there. Game over. Game over. Once you see something, it must change. This is the observer effect in quantum physics. They don't know it yet, but that is your faith. Your faith and your intention shifts things in your reality. It creates something new. So when you see your ego and its shenanigans, you've done the hard work. You've done the hard work. Now all you have to do is love yourself through it, because you've seen it, you've made the commitment, and you walk through the doors as they open. You just walk through the doors as they open. Just follow the breadcrumbs. You're doing amazing. Life is going to serve up shit sometimes, and that's okay. Don't take it personally. Don't beat up on yourself. Love yourself through it. The season will change. The energy will shift. It always does, because everything is cyclical. Creation is cyclical. You may be feeling a particularly pronounced mental gymnastics happening right now. Your mind might be doing all kinds of shenanigans. That's okay. Meditation might feel more difficult right now. Know that you are bringing through spirit, but your mind is taking what you're bringing through, the inspiration, even like pressure, the mystery, the knowing, all of that, those abstract pieces, the mind is really chewing on it and chewing on things. It's really working overtime and wanting something to hook in with. So if you're having trouble clearing your mind, making your mind still in meditation, all that, your tools aren't working the way that they normally do, try journaling. Try meditating, get it breathing, coming into your body, and then writing and allowing your mind to do more of the processing than it normally does. Okay, I'm gonna go.